Good morning. This is Becky Spieth, Direct Sales Specialist and the Christian Direct Seller, and I'm really, really thankful for those of you that are online with us live this morning, as well as those that will be listening to the replay later. For those of you that don't know, I was on vacation last week, and we went to the Caribbean, and it was so beautiful. We went into Central America, and I just loved it. I love the water, and I love sand, and I love the beaches, and oh, it just rejuvenates my soul. And I had a lot of time to think and reflect on the goodness of God and the beauty that He created. And then as I was looking from our balcony out onto the water, I just was thinking about how calm it looks, or sometimes it was a little stormy, and what it looked like on the surface. And then you'd see flying fish just jump out from the side of the boat and just skim across the top of the water. And occasionally we would see some fish jump, or we'd see the dolphins, and we'd see different things. And it had me thinking about how sometimes things really aren't as they appear on the surface. There's so much more that's going on underneath. And I started to just reflect on my life and on the lives of those that I mentor and I coach and I work with on a weekly basis. And I thought, you know, God is so cool that there's so much more going on the inside of us, and He's doing so much more underneath the surface. And we're so blessed by His beauty and His grace and His mercy, and how He's provided so much fun for us, and He's provided so much goodness for us, and He's taking care of everything. One of the things that I hate about Texas is I hate the beaches. We have lived on Lake Michigan, and we've lived on beautiful beaches and lakes, and I've had the opportunity to vacation in some of the most beautiful places and beautiful beaches. However, in Texas, and I'm not sure why, if it's just because we're on the other side of the Gulf of Mexico and it all blows up this way, but there are massive amounts of stinky seaweed, and it's just gross. And I thought, you know, it's just so amazing how He'll even take care of that seaweed, because the seaweed, I guess, is very, very important. They leave it on the beaches here in Texas because they say that it helps support the ecosystem, and it helps provide dunes, and it supports the birds, and that's why we have so many birds over here. And I thought, you know, God takes care of everything, even the things that seem dirty or nasty or smelly in our lives, that He uses all of that for good. And so I just had an extraordinary time just blessing the Lord and thanking Him for that beautiful turquoise water and in the Caribbean, and just getting to know some of the people that were in Central America, and just trying to bless them, as well as just enjoying the time to spend with God and spend with my family. And as I was thinking, you know, one of the things I hear most about what's happening underneath the surface of the people that I coach or I mentor is people come to me and ask me to pray about, you know, decisions, and they're not sure which way they should go, or, you know, should they stay in their company? Should they move into leadership? They're at a season of unrest or maybe uncertainty, or they just want confirmation from the Lord. And that's why I titled today's study, God, Which Way Do I Go? And then, should I wait for the waters to part? And I thought, how many times do we wait and ask God to part the waters, and then we'll walk across, right? And I don't know about you, but many, many times I've kind of had that knowing in my heart or knowing in my spirit that just kind of says, you know, maybe I should do this, or I feel that God would want me to do it, or maybe He's just told me directly to my spirit, man. And I've even heard the audible voice of God twice in my life, so there was no doubt. But maybe He's said something to you, and He's asked you to step into waters that seem uncharted, or maybe it's someplace that you just don't know. It's unknown territory. And He asks you to just take the first step. Can you imagine what it was really like for Peter as he stepped out of the boat and walked onto the water? When he had his eyes on Jesus, he was okay. He actually walked on the top of the water. He was on the surface. God didn't part the water, and Jesus at that point didn't part the water for him. He just said, come on, Walk with me. Walk towards me. It's me, Peter. Walk towards me. Trust me. Obey what I've told you to do. Come on. And he did. And as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he was fine. He was walking on top of the water. I've been asked many times by God to step into vast waters of the unknown, places where I never thought I would be. And there are so many times where it's just like, Lord, couldn't I just do something that I've already done before? Couldn't I just this once not have to stretch or grow quite so much? I'm sure all of you that are in direct selling or that are entrepreneurs that are on the line with us today are feeling that as well. You're like, yeah, I get it. That's exactly how I feel. I'm always stretching and I'm always growing. But what he's done is he's asked me to get my feet wet, and as soon as I get my feet in, the waters part. He shows me the way. Isn't that really when the waters part for you as well? Has God taken you places that you never dreamed of? I know he has for me. Most recently, he's asked me to, you know, host a television program, and I just happened to be at supporting another person. I wasn't even, you know, at a speaking engagement or anything like that. I was just there supporting one of my clients. And someone walked up to me out of the blue, who was the station manager, and said, hey, you know, have you ever thought about being on television? I work with TBN, and we are looking for a host for our secular community side, and we'd love for you to do it. It was totally a God thing. But by being obedient, supporting someone in a new business that I had, you know, just agreed to support them with, no commission, no nothing, just obeying God because he said to do it. He opened the door and he said, now walk through this water. And when I took the first step, he parted the waters for me. Where has God taken you that you've never dreamed of? Have you thought about that? I'm sure some things are coming to your mind. However, you might be one of the people that say, you know what? I'm waiting for the waters to part, and then I'm going to take my step in faith. Well, that's not really faith, is it? Because faith is the substance of things unseen and the things that we hope for. But our obedience is what causes the water to part. You might think that you're waiting on God, but you know what? I have to tell you, really, God's waiting on you. If you'll do what you know God is asking you to do, and I can't tell you what that is, but I'm going to encourage you to take a few minutes today and ask him, God, really, what is it that you want me to do? Then if you obey, you take the first action step, you're going to activate his favor, you're going to activate his increase, you're going to activate the blessings. Don't wait for the water to part. Step out, believe God, and walk into the blessing that he has for you. You know, I got verses in Isaiah that for some reason when I was on my trip, the Lord just kept taking me to Isaiah. And so Isaiah 43:1-2 says, but now, in spite of past judgments, or whatever your past is, thus says the Lord, he who created you and he who formed you wants you to know not to fear, for I have redeemed you. I've ransomed you by paying a price instead of leaving you captives. I've called you by your name, and you are mine. I want you to know that God has called you. He's called you by name. It's not an accident that you're on this call today. It's not an accident that you're in your business. It's not an accident that you're following him. He's called you by name. Now, I know you're thinking, well, there's millions of people, even just on the earth right now. He called me by name? Yes, because you're that important to him. Verse 2 says, when you pass through the waters, I'm going to be with you. So maybe you've been in a tumultuous storm. I don't know if you've ever been on the water when it's been a really bad storm. I have, and we really thought at one point we were going to lose our lives. We thought our boat was going to capsize, and I was a little girl. I was scared, but I knew my dad was there, my mom was there, my little brother was a baby, and I knew that God would hold us in his hand. My mom was praying, and my dad was doing the best he could with our boat, and sure enough, after a while, the waters calmed down. But you might have tumultuous waters in your life, and you might be fearful that they're going to overtake you. But fear is the opposite of faith, and I want to encourage you by these words. When you pass through the waters, God's going to be with you. And through the rivers, they'll not overwhelm you. So many times I hear people say, I'm overwhelmed. If you feel overwhelmed, I want to encourage you to increase your faith. Because to me, when you're feeling overwhelmed, what that's saying is you're trusting in yourself and your own ability, and you're not fully trusting and obeying what the Lord has for you. Go back to that Sunday school song that we used to sing as children, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. And then it goes on to say, when you walk through the fire, you'll not be burned or scorched. Man, have you ever felt like you had a fire lit underneath you, or that the flames were going to encompass you all the way around? Just know that the Lord promises that you won't get burned or scorched. What is happening is you're being refined, and that's a good thing. Verse 3 says, for I'm the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I've given you the ransom because you're precious in my sight and honored because I love you. That's awesome. Isn't that just absolutely incredible? And I want to take you over to Isaiah. Isaiah 30. And verse 18, it says, and therefore, the Lord earnestly waits, expecting, looking, and longing to be gracious to you. Isn't that awesome? I don't know if any of you have read the verses where it talks about the Lord singing a song over you, or that he wants to lavish you, but he does. Listen to what he wants to do. And therefore, the Lord earnestly waits, expecting, looking, and longing to be gracious to you. And therefore, he lifts himself up that he might have mercy on you and show loving kindness to you. For the Lord is a God of justice. He wants to love us because he's a God of justice. Now, he doesn't want us to keep on sinning if we know it's wrong. He wants us to walk by faith. He wants us to trust him. But he's going to lift himself up. He's going to show himself strong to you because he's called you and because he is full of loving kindness. He's not a mean God. He's a loving God. Blessed, happy, fortunate, and to be envied are all those, that includes you, who earnestly wait on him, who expect and look and long for him. When's the last time you really took the time to earnestly wait for him and expect him to show up and to wait for him and to long for him with the deepest longing you could imagine in your heart? I want to encourage you, as we read the rest of this verse, earnestly wait for him who expect and look and long for him, for his victory, his favor, his love, his peace, his joy, his matchless, unbroken companionship. Now, I can promise you, every relationship that you're in right now is going to let you down. It might look great on the surface. It might seem beautiful. It might even appear that you've got the best marriage possible, or the best relationship with your kids, or the best relationship with your cousins or your in-laws or whomever, the people you work with. But God knows they're going to let you down because they're people. He promises never to let us down. He promises unbroken companionship. He will be the husband when you don't have a husband, or maybe you have a husband, but he doesn't act like a good husband. Retreat to that time with the Lord. Earnestly wait on him. Expect and look and long for him. He'll fill those places where another human being can't. It goes on in verse 19 to say, he will surely be gracious to you at the sound of your cry. When he hears it, he will answer you. He will answer you. Believe that. And it goes on in verse 20 to say, and though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teacher, talking about God, will not hide himself anymore. But your eyes will constantly behold your teacher, and your ears will hear a word behind you saying, now listen, this goes back to, which way do I go? Do I wait till the waters part? No. Step in, take action, live by faith according to what he's told you to do. And then this is so encouraging because you don't have to worry about which way do I go, because your teacher, God, the one who loves you, who's been longing for you, who wants to give you his victory, his favor, his love, his peace, his joy, and his matchless, unbroken companionship, tells you that your ears are going to hear a word behind you saying, This is the way. Walk in it. When you turn into the right hand and when you turn into the left, he promises that he's going to tell you which way to turn. So trust him. Trust in him. Obey him. Verse 23 goes on to say, then he will give you rain for the seed which you have sown in the soil, and it will be rich and plentiful. Now, I'm sure you've planted a lot of seeds. Some of them might have been weeds. Some of them might be great, great, fruitful harvest. He's going to water those. And don't worry if they're weeds. We can pluck those out. We can ask him to remove them. But if you've been planting seeds in your business, in your life, in your relationships, and you're really curious about which way should you go, I want you to trust. I want you to long after the Lord. I want you to expect that he is going to give you his victory, his favor, his love, his peace, his joy, his matchless, unbroken companionship. Trust in him that he will, as soon as you answer, or as soon as you cry out to him, he will answer. As soon as he hears it, he will answer. He's going to tell you the right or the left, which way to go. And don't get upset if you've had adversity or you've been in the water or you've been in the fire. He promises to take you to the other side. I hope this was encouraging to you this morning. I'm going to go ahead and enter into prayer time today. But I just want to, first off, just let you know how thankful I am that you've taken time to invest in your life and to start your week with the Lord. I'm going to encourage you to let people know that you like the study, that you want to be a part of the study, and invite them to join us. They don't have to be direct sellers. I had someone message me this morning, why does it have to be about direct selling? It's not. It does apply to our businesses. It applies to all areas of our life. I want you to invite them. I want you to encourage them to come and to be blessed and to start their week with the Lord and start it with you. And when two or three are gathered together, there's something powerful there. God promises to show up, and I'm sure that you feel like he's showed up today and he's given you some new direction this week. If you have any prayer requests throughout the week, I want to encourage you to post them on The Christian Direct Seller or private message me if you'd like to have a private exploratory call where we can talk about how we can support you with your life or your business from a Christian perspective. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, I thank you so much for today. I thank you that you give us the ability to rest, to see your magnificent wonder and works all around us, even in some of the places that seem so desert-like or so uninhabited. We know that you're there. All we have to do is look around to see your magnificence. Lord, today, we choose to trust you and to step out in faith in a whole new way. I know that you're with us, that you've been longing for us, that you want to give us your peace and your victory, and that you're going to take us through the waters, that the water will part when we are obedient, that we need to activate our faith by action, and your blessings will follow. Thank you for allowing us to serve you. Lord, we know that you're with us and parting the seas of the unknown right in front of us every step of the way. Lord, please show us your glory as we honor and obey you in everything we do. Lord, I pray right now that you will be with Carol's cousin Bill. Thank you for the encouragement that you give him. Lord, I ask that even as he's in the bed and he's there by himself, that he feels your presence, that he runs into your arms, that he allows your victory, your favor, your love, your peace, your joy, and your matchless, unbroken companionship to overtake him. Lord, I pray healing and believe for healing and stand on faith that he is healed, because you tell us in Isaiah 30:19 that you'll be gracious to us at the sound of our cry. When you hear it, you will answer. So, Lord, I pray that you will continue to activate Bill's faith, that he will believe he is healed, that he will start acting as if he is healed. His body must come into alignment in Jesus' name, and we cast out the spirits of cancer and any other spirits that might be attached in Jesus' name. We cast out all doubt and uncertainty. Lord, I pray that you will also bring comfort to Carol as she lost her cat this week, Lord, that sometimes our pets become just great little companions for us as well, but we know that you will fill that void in her heart and that you will bring her peace and make her feel loved. And Lord, I pray for Victoria's marriage. Lord, her marriage is very much like the sea. Everything looks beautiful on the surface, but there's so much going on underneath. Lord, I pray that you'll bring peace to her life. You'll bring peace to her marriage, that you will send godly men to speak into her husband's life in a way that he can receive it. We come against spirits of pride, control, judgment, being demanding in Jesus' name. And I pray right now that you will help him to be just like you are, the perfect husband. Lord, I want to encourage Victoria, Lord, and I want you to bless her. And I want you to, as she draws close to you, you promise you will draw near to her, but help her to see that you can be the husband to her when her earthly husband can't. Lord, I pray that you would put a watch before their mouths, that they wouldn't say hurtful things to each other or do hurtful things for spite, because you tell us that you want us to be in the ministry of reconciliation. And we know that that needs to take place first in our most intimate relationships, first with you and then with our spouse. I want you, Lord, to just show her ways that she can be peaceful and kind and not rally evil for evil, but that if things feel upsetting, Lord, that you would give her that peace. Lord, I pray that you will build her faith up, that you will send her words through the scripture as she reads her Bible, that she will be encouraged to be the wife that you've created her to be, that she will encourage her husband, and that the words that come off of her lips will be like honey. Lord, I ask that you would return back to them their first love. I pray you'll bless their businesses, Lord. And I pray a blessing over each and every person that's on the call today. Lord, I pray that you'll bless them as they go out, as they come in, as they talk to others about their business or go about their everyday life, that you will draw others to them because they're blessed to be a blessing. They've been called by you. You called them by their name. It wasn't just some random act that you just said, hey, yeah, everybody that's living here, come on. You picked out each person. You've given each one of us a destiny to fulfill. You've created us beautifully and on purpose. You've given us a hope and a future. You've given us an abundant supply according to Luke 6:38. Lord, give each one the courage and the boldness to step forth, to walk in the water, to obey you and to trust. And Lord, we ask forgiveness for times when we didn't trust and we didn't obey. Today's a new day. We've committed afresh. We've committed anew. And we thank you that you guide us, whether it is to walk on the water or to wade out into the deep. We know we need to get our feet wet. And Lord, we're committing to doing that now. Thank you for your love, and thank you for your reassurance. And Lord, I just want to thank you that our ears are going to hear the words behind us, which is you saying, this is the way, walk in it. You're going to say, go to the right, go to the left, and we promise to obey. Lord, we thank you that we don't have to wait for eternity to enjoy your blessings. We can start now. And Lord, I ask that you would just have blessings overtake. You tell us that you will have blessings overtake us. I pray right now for each person that's listening that your blessings will overtake them, that the time of uncertainty and confusion is over, because that's not from you. That's the enemy. But that you will give us a clear path. We might not see the whole path, but that we will listen and actively obey if we need to go to the right or to the left or just step into the water. We love you. We praise you. We glorify you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great week, everybody. I'll talk to you next week. And don't forget to invite some friends. Bye now.